The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's a beautiful
aging works in different ways for everyone. It all starts from the inside. Welcome to Health and Beauty for Life with Dr. Tang and Alexandra. We'll show you how the latest breakthroughs in understanding how to balance and optimize your body, proper nutrition, and supplements work together to keep you looking young, losing weight, and feeling rejuvenated. Now, here's Dr. Tang and Alexandra.
Hello, hello. This is Dr. Tang. I'm here with my lovely wife, Alexandra.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Tang. Welcome, everyone, to our first Health and Beauty for Life show.
We are so excited to be here. You know, every time I hear this song, A Beautiful Day, it really just makes me feel really uplifted. And I thought that was a really great choice that we picked, and I hope you have a beautiful day as well. Unfortunately, you know, we're coming from supposedly the sunny California and northern Bay Area in Saratoga. Today, unfortunately, is not a beautiful day. It was actually raining, which is actually quite a big surprise for us today. But it is still a very beautiful day because, you know, no matter what type of weather there is, you can make it a beautiful day. And so this is one of our reasons for us trying to bring a show like this to you, because you know, what I've encountered, you know, in my training and my seeing patients is that there are a lot of patients who are actually having difficult times in their health. And I've actually seen this, and I've really felt that there was, I felt really limited in some of the things that I was offering my patients. And so there was kind of like a epiphany for my career, and I felt that this epiphany really at least opened my eyes, and with this training, a new viewpoint, it was something that really, I think, helped me open my career up into a whole different career. And I wanted to kind of bring this to you. You know, as I was kind of being asked to do the show, I was like, I had to actually think about it. I was like, can I actually even do this type of show? Because for patients or for people who know me, I'm pretty, I say, reserved and pretty quiet. But, you know, that's kind of like how I was. But, you know, as I was growing up, I felt like I wanted to make a difference in someone's life. And so this was something that I felt that I had to do. And so even though it's not, I guess, in the soul of me, it is something that I feel that's very necessary, because there's really not a big voice in today's medicine. Today's medicine, what I feel, is a very traditional it's very solid, very strict. It's, you know, this type of medicine really doesn't change much. It really, I think, deserves another voice. And this voice is something that I wanted to share. So we are going to cover a lot of topics in our show. We're going to be covering all the ways that you can improve your health. And the first show that I wanted to really talk about today is something that I think at least everyone has a problem with, whether it's yourself, whether it's your mother, whether it's someone, your wife, your spouse. And this has to do with menopause and perimenopause. And this is such a big topic. It's kind of hard to kind of go over all the different facets, but I wanted to introduce this because, you know, I see so many women and they are basically suffering, whether it's something that they know that they're suffering or not. But I see this all the time, and I feel like you know, today's medicine, there's no help at all for these women. And oftentimes they're kind of told that they are crazy in a sense. So that's really not true. So let's kind of go over this topic and see what you think. And our show is really based upon a very active discussion. So I really do invite you to go ahead and give us a call. Our phone number here is 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. So if you do have questions or do have comments or you wanted to kind of share some stories, we're happy to kind of bring you aboard and answer those questions. And otherwise, if you are not able to call, you can give us an email. And so we'll share it today with our show, if possible. If not, then we'll kind of hopefully go over it in the next show. Our email here is John, JohnTang, at Rejuve, REJUVE, medical.com. So give us an email or ring, and we'll be happy to answer that. So let's just talk about our show. I would say that, you know, patients oftentimes, I would say, would come in and patients would say that, you know, that they feel, I'll give you a classical presentation, and that presentation is, they come in and they say that they feel like there's a change in their body, that there's something going on. They're not sure exactly what it is, but they feel like there's something going on. And they will say that, you know, they feel tired. They feel like they're slightly depressed. And the typical patient will go to the doctor and they will say, okay, well, you know, tell me, can you help me with these symptoms? And the doctors will go, well, what's going on in your life? Are you stressed or so forth? And so they tell this story, and you know, the story is basically some young lady who has kids or has a stressful job, and say, yeah, well, there's obviously stress. I mean, the stress that I have to deal with kids and with work and with family and so forth, but I don't think there's anything different. So the doctor says, you know, don't worry about it, and so the patient is sent home. But what happens is that these patients, they, you know, these things don't go away by themselves. So what happens is they come back and say, you know, doctor, you know, this hasn't changed. So can you do some blood test? And the patient, the doctor will go, okay, well, we'll do some blood tests for you, no problem. So they will do the typical blood screen. That's kind of like a blood count and looking at the liver and the kidneys and looking at thyroid. And the answer to them will be, okay, well, everything looks fine. Your blood tests look fine. So it is something that you shouldn't worry about. Well, you know, this symptoms progress and progress. And finally, they come back and they're desperate. They're just like, you know, please help me. I need something because I am getting kind of moody, a little anxious. And, you know, I'm having more sleep problems. And in fact, I'm gaining some weight. Can you help me with something? So what they end up doing is actually start to prescribe either an anxiety medication or an antidepressant. And if you think about it, you know, yes, it may help them for the short term, but it really doesn't help the hormones. And so this is the type of patient that we're actually going to be talking about. So what is happening inside is that these symptoms, fatigue, depressed mood, moodiness, poor sleep problems, is actually a sign of what we call perimenopause. So that's peri, P-E-R-I, menopause. And perimenopause is basically the first kind of signs and symptoms of menopause. And what happens is there is a hormonal change. And so essentially what happens is that your ovaries, which you have, of course, every woman has two ovaries, you were given about 3 million eggs that you're born with. And every time that you have a monthly cycle, these eggs start to die off. So they either become follicles and then become eggs and you have pregnancies, or they eventually die off. And so if you think about it, every month of your life that you're having a cycle, you're losing eggs. So you start with a finite number of eggs, let's say 3 million, and eventually, as you know, if you do the math, you'll start to lose these eggs. And these eggs are very important because these eggs are actually producing hormones called estrogen and progesterone. Now, estrogen and progesterone are the hormones that basically give you your monthly cycles. These monthly cycles obviously give you your periods and so forth. And what they also do is that these hormones have an effect on all organs. It is surprising or not surprising that these hormones actually have an effect on your brain, on your heart, on your bones, on blood vessels, on your skin. So there is a receptor site for all body organs for these hormones. So as you start to lose these hormones, you start to feel changes. So these are what we call, you know, hormonal changes. And this is very typical for somebody who comes in with a little bit of moodiness, anxiety, sleep disorders. So what happens also in that time is you might start to experience other changes in your menstruation cycle. So it may be where you are very regular for all your life, and all of a sudden you start to experience that your periods actually become a little bit heavier, okay? You have more irregular periods. Is something that it's 28 days, 30 days, 28 days. Eventually, your period may become lighter, and eventually you have no periods. But during this time of your life, your first hormone that actually declines is something called progesterone. And progesterone is the hormone that starts to be the first one that is lost. And because of that loss, you start to first have your first issue, and that's sleep. So your sleep starts to be disrupted at first. Now, no one ever says that your sleep is connected to your hormones. People always think it's related to stress, and that's not necessarily true. It's actually all related. I shouldn't say that. It is related to hormones, other stressors, other psychological factors. So, but hormones is a big part of it. So what happens is that when you start losing this, you start to have sleep issues. So when you wake up, let's say you have a little trouble falling asleep, but when you sleep okay, but then you wake up a couple of times at nighttime, and you're wondering, you know, why am I all of a sudden waking up? This doesn't make any sense. And you start to, you know, try to piece the puzzles here, but it doesn't make sense. So in some cases, you know, patients will come in for that first reason is a sleep issue, and obviously the problem is actually not the solution is not a sleeping pill. It is actually taking progesterone, which is a hormone to help replace that. So these are some of the first issues, and as the progesterone decreases further, you're going to start to have more menstrual irregularities, and you have the moodiness. So this is what we're talking about in the first classic example, is that when you have the moodiness and the anxiety, this is all related to hormones. But in today's treatment, we are giving psych medications, Paxil, Prozac, and these medications are not necessarily treating the problem. We don't have a Prozac deficiency. We don't have a Paxil deficiency. We have a hormone deficiency. So the first thing that the doctors will do is will offer you the medication. And as a typical patient, by that time, they will start to really feel better at first, but then the effects start to go away. So we are going to be talking about other symptoms that you'll experience during perimenopause and menopause. And so once we discuss that, I'll be talking to you about what you can do other than the traditional medications, and what you can do to actually feel better. So please stay tuned, and we will start talking about that.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you living your vital life? One that is showcasing you at your full potential? There are many issues that stand in the way of most people achieving their full potential. We will discuss these issues and how to overcome them each week on The Vital Life, Awakening Your Full Potential, with host Dr. Carolyn Coker Ross. Living the vital life often requires that we trust our own intuitive voice and that we view illness or life challenges as calls to action to reconnect with the deeper urges of our spirit or soul. Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Zoom Leadership.
It's the big picture issues of the day, up close and personal capabilities of leadership, and a desirable future of constant renewal.
Zoom Leadership.
It's the economic crisis made clear, patterns and perspectives of leadership, and the importance of changing the way we pursue our future. Join host John Schmidt every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time.
Zoom Leadership.
An inside look at what's really going on in business, government, and civil society. Tune in every week on the Voice America Business Channel.
All around the outermost rim of the shield, he set the mighty stream of the river Oceanus,
creating Achilles' shield in Homer's The Iliad, Book 18.
Rachel Carson in The Sea Around Us said,
"All at last return to the sea, to Oceanus, the ocean river, like the ever-flowing stream of time, the beginning and the end."
Moyer's Environmental Dialogues with Dr. Rob Moyer offers lively dialogue and revealing narrative inquiry into how individuals are overcoming obstacles and creating a greener and blue planet Earth. Tune in Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on the Green Talk Network.
You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Health and Beauty for Life with Dr. Tang and Alexandra. If you have any questions or comments, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to johntang@rejuvemedical.com. That's J-O-H-N, Tang, at rejuvemedical.com. Now, back to this week's show. It's a beautiful day.
Thank you for joining us back. You're listening to Dr. Tang and our lovely co-host, Alexandra. This is the Health and Beauty for Life show, and we were talking about perimenopause. And what we were talking about is the situation where patients were having anxiety and depressed moods, let's say, and going to the doctor. And you know, one of the main things that I see all the time is when the patient goes in thinking that they're going to get something that's going to help them. And what they end up getting is a medication. And this medication, as you know, is something called Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin. And these medications may help a little bit with anxiety, help a little bit with the mood issues, but really doesn't go in depth in terms of actually treating the problem. And so what happens is that when the patient comes in, they're offered this medication, and at this point, the patient is so willing to take anything. They are just ready to take everything and anything that the doctor gives. Also, in this point, they're asking for other blood tests. They're saying, "Doctor, is there any other blood tests?" So at this point, the doctor will kind of pull out his little pad and they'll order some additional tests. But these tests are not for hormones. They're not. And patients all the time will tell me, "Well, you know, I thought he ordered hormones because I asked them to take hormones." And the answer is no, they are not checking the hormones. What hormones they're checking is thyroid. And even the thyroid test that they're checking is really not the full panel of thyroid tests there are that revealing for thyroid problems. But in most situations, the thyroid issue is not the issue in this particular case. And so what happens is that they're told, for one, that there's nothing serious going on, that there's probably some, you know, psychological factor, things at home, things at work that's causing it. And here, this will help you. Just take this and you'll feel better. And so they end up taking this medication. They do end up feeling better. Medication does help them for a little bit. But what happens is this medication starts to wear off. And so when this starts to wear off, then you come back. They come back and they say, you know, doctor, it's not working anymore. What should I do? And so one of the things that happens is that doctors will end up increasing the dose, let's say, or they'll change it, or they will add an additional medication. So what happens with this is that these additional changes do not make patients feel any better. And in fact, they cause their own side effects. And these side effects can be very serious. Now, if you knew that these side effects causes weight gain, and sometimes 20 pounds of weight gain, if you knew this causes sexual dysfunction, let's say no sex drive, not enjoying sex, if you knew that there's some other serious implications of the medications, then you probably wouldn't have taken it to begin with. But most doctors actually don't kind of go over those type of side effects. So you're not really aware. And if you are aware, you really don't think that it's going to happen to you. So you end up taking this additional medication and it doesn't help. So this is really the crux of things. So eventually what happens is that people do start to see other changes in their body, and the changes that they see start to occur on their skin. So they start to see this, and the skin issues is wrinkles, and they start to see that the skin is thinning. They start to see actually that their hair is thinning. And then it also comes to the weight, and the weight is really uncontrollable, and this weight is where you actually can gain 10, 20 pounds on average. And so it's very, very difficult. So we have patients who come in who constantly complain of them trying to work out and eat better, but they can't lose any weight. And they're wondering, well, what can I do? And that is actually a hormone problem. So this is really a hormone deficiency problem. And this is correctable by hormone replacement. And so these are some of the signs and symptoms of menopause. Now, there are other things that you can see with estrogen deficiency. For instance, bone loss, obviously also hot flashes, night sweats. We talked about fatigue, depression, mood swings. How about memory? How about not being able to concentrate and remember names and numbers and being able to focus? This is also another problem. How about what we call bladder infections? You know, as you get older, what you'll see is you'll have more bladder infections, and you're wondering, why am I getting all these bladder infections? You know, you might know either your mom or somebody else, they're getting recurrent bladder infections and not knowing why. And the treatment for that is antibiotics, and more antibiotics, and more antibiotics. So these are some of the other changes. Now, what you don't see also is it is also occurring, and that is inside, what's going on in your blood. There's more inflammation in your body. There's actually a higher cholesterol. Your heart doesn't work and doesn't pump as strong. These are all unfortunate changes, and that occurs through hormone loss. So I wanted to bring in Alexandra. And Alexandra, I mean, I think you kind of fit that profile in terms of the age group. And the age group for perimenopause, by the way, is basically someone who could be in their 30s and 40s up to their 50s. It can start in the early 20s, I would say late 20s. But it is something that affects everybody. And so we're kind of in that age group. So Alexandra, what are you seeing anything yourself? I mean, this is something that I'm sure a lot of women are experiencing. How about your friends?
Well, yes. Most of my friends, and as you mentioned, most of our patients, it's really the weight gain, the midsection weight gain. And many of them usually start by saying, you know, 5 years ago, 7 years ago, I could skip a few meals and be able to fit into that little black dress for the weekend, and now they can't do that anymore. Skipping a meal doesn't help them. Doing a shake now and then doesn't help them, and that midsection just continues to grow no matter how much they change their diet or how much they increase their exercise. So in that respect, and with myself, I also felt like, you know, skipping a few meals didn't help as it did 5 years ago.
And you know, and what you're really talking about is something called progesterone deficiency, because you know progesterone is the first hormone that actually starts to go, and this starts to happen in your 30s, and it only increases into your 40s and 50s. So progesterone deficiency is the first hormone to go, and it actually controls the metabolism part. So without that progesterone in you, your stomach starts to get a little bigger, and you start to actually get more bloated, actually. So, and your metabolism starts to kind of decrease as well. So, exactly, you know, that is a progesterone deficiency. Now, the funny thing is, you know, that's never diagnosed as perimenopause. Okay, it's diagnosed as, oh, I'm having a hard time losing weight. So, you know, what can I do? And, you know, people come in over time. Can we do something? And the first reaction is there a pill? Is there a pill that I can take to lose this weight? So we have patients asking for prescribed medications, but the underlying problem is the progesterone deficiency. So this is really a crucial part of that. So what happens as perimenopause comes and it extends, and as you get older, you reach menopause. And you know, menopause is basically a period of your life when you don't have periods. Now, by definition, menopause is when you don't have any periods for 12 consecutive months. So this is kind of like an arbitrary definition, but this is how we define menopause. And menopause could be different for everybody. So you could be in your 40s, you could be in your 60s. So it does happen differently. But you know, one of the myths of menopause is that once you reach the state of menopause, you are going to feel fine afterwards. So this myth is that, okay, it's the stage of your life that you'll experience maybe some hot flashes, some moodiness. But once I get to that magic stage where I don't have any more periods, that this is going to magically disappear. And I would say that this is not true, unfortunately. You know, menopause is just a definition. Somebody named this. But unfortunately, your hormones do not get any better, okay? Because remember, your hormones are produced by your eggs, and your eggs are in a finite number. There are 3 million eggs. These eggs are going to disappear. So whether that's 40s or 60s, they're not coming back, unfortunately. And if they're not coming back, what are you going to do? And are you going to suffer with these symptoms? And the answer is, probably so. You are going to suffer, and you're probably going to continue to suffer to some degrees. Now, the hot flashes may last for 2-3 years, but your fatigue is not going to get any better. Your sleep deprivation is not going to improve. These are symptoms that is going to continue to worsen. And in fact, you know, what happens is, you know, the estrogen actually is another hormone that eventually gets lost. And the estrogen is the hormone that actually protects your heart. So what happens in menopause is that without the protection of estrogen on your heart, women start to experience the same kind of risk factors as men. So in fact, the risk for women for heart disease of death is actually the same. So, in any case, after the break, we'll be talking a little bit more about menopause, and we'll be talking about what you can do to start thinking about the treatments of menopause and what you should expect from that. So stay tuned, and this is the Health and Beauty for Life show.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Tune into the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer.
The show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
It's a beautiful day.
You're listening to Health and Beauty for Life with Dr. Tang and Alexandra. If you have any questions or comments, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to John Tang at rejuvemedical.com. That's J-O-H-N Tang at rejuvemedical.com. Now, back to this week's show.
It's a beautiful day.
Welcome back. We're here. I'm Dr. Tang, and this is Alexandra. And we're talking about menopause, and we're about to talk about treatments. Now, we are taking your calls if you are able to. So the phone number here is 866-472-5792. Or you can email us at John Tang, J-O-H-N-T-A-N-G, at rejuvemedical.com. And that's R-E-J-U-V-E medical.com. So I wanted to talk about what kinds of things that you could do to treat some of this estrogen and progesterone symptoms, deficiency symptoms. Now, a lot of people come in and they've tried some things over the counter. One of the things that people have tried for the hot flashes, for example, is something called black cohosh, and that's something that can be used, and it is helpful to alleviate some of the menopausal symptoms. Now, it doesn't really help with other symptoms of progesterone, such as the sleep, such as the skin issues, memory issues, but it can help temporarily for a short period, because unfortunately what happens is as these symptoms, as these hormones actually decrease further, the possibilities of this helping becomes much more diminished. So it is helpful for the first early signs, but not anything after that. Some people have tried licorice root, and that's something that's also been tried, and it can help. But the bottom line is that if you are experiencing some of these symptoms, you do need to have your blood tested for estrogen and progesterone. This is something that you can do. Now, there are a variety of ways of checking this. There's blood tests, saliva tests, as well as urine tests. And they're all, I think, good ways of testing it. There are certainly people who prefer certain routes of testing. So blood testing, I prefer. I have more experience with that. Some other providers would test for saliva. I think that can be a very useful way. The urine test can be used, but unfortunately, it's kind of inconvenient. They would have to check a 24-hour urine test, and that's something that's pretty difficult for most patients to collect their urine for 24 hours. So the methodology is usually through saliva or blood tests. So now this is something that does require testing, and you can go to your doctor to get this tested. It is not something that that you can do yourself. So it does require a doctor to test this. Now, if you're doing the saliva route, you can get a non-MD doctor to test, and that could be someone who is a holistic doctor, someone who is a naturopath, for instance, other doctors. But if you're actually wanting to get all the hormones tested, that in my opinion, requires a lot of blood testing. So once you get the blood test, what we're actually looking for is deficiencies. Now, in the traditional route, is basically if you come in and you say, you know, I feel like my hormones are off and I know I'm kind of in menopause and I really are experiencing symptoms, then your regular doctor would prescribe some type of medication. Now, this medication, I would say, is not the preferred route. This is through synthetic hormones. And next week, we'll be talking about the differences between synthetic hormones versus bioidentical hormones. We'll talk in great detail about that. But the idea is that you can get tested. Now, the one issue is that in most doctor practices, traditionally, they do not test. They'll say, okay, it sounds like you have a hormone problem, and it sounds like you really need some hormones, so we'll just give you a prescription. And this prescription may or may not help you, because the bottom line is that what they're doing is they're giving you one dosage of medication that kind of fits all patients. And so this is kind of a cookie cutter approach where you actually are given one dose that fits all. Now, to me, the better approach is to actually check the various levels. And the idea is that we want to optimize your hormones to get you into balance. And the balance really requires you to look at blood tests and to balance it with other hormones. So today we're only talking about menopause, but we are in the big picture going to be testing for many different hormones, and that includes testosterone, that includes growth hormone, that includes adrenal hormone. So because every hormone has an effect on each other, so you do want to test these in the beginning. And what you're going to do is you're going to look for deficiencies, and you want to bring your hormone levels to a level that your body will feel better. And the answer would be that typically most people feel better when they're younger. So that would probably mean that, you know, someone who is 25 to 30, let's say, someone those type of levels of hormones, typically people will do better. So our goal basically is to give you replenishment to balance your hormones. So we're going to give you progesterone, we're going to give you estrogen, and we're going to balance these hormones so that you will start to feel at peace with yourself. And, you know, trust me on this one, because if you are definitely hormone imbalanced, yeah, you are not going to be very happy. And so one word of advice for guys, if guys are you listening, please, you know, if you see your spouse or you see your girlfriend having emotional issues, have her checked and have her treated, because your life will be a lot better. It is something that I've learned, and I'm sure other guys will experience themselves. So women, this is extremely important for your health, because this is something that will make your life not only better, but I believe that when your body's in balance, you will actually be able to possibly extend your life because your body's in great balance. So now, in terms of the treatments itself, progesterone is something that you could either take a pill for. And so, like I said, I only recommend bioidentical formulations for this. But the pill form for progesterone is the most, the best formulation, the best mode of treatment, because the oral form actually forms a certain metabolite. That metabolite actually binds to the brain to the GABA receptor. And these GABA receptors help to relax the brain. So when you take the oral form, the GABA receptor is being bound by the progesterone. And this will help with the sleep. And this will help to relax the brain. So your brain is relaxed. You'll be able to sleep much better, more soundly. And your anxiety and your moodiness and panic attacks, these will all be helped with the progesterone treatments. So the oral form is the preferred route. And so this will help. Now, some patients, for some reason, may not tolerate the oral formulation. So it may be where you need a cream. And these patients typically might say that they might experience a headache or they might experience some other reaction. And so in those cases, the cream is given. Now, when the cream is given, you are not going to experience the same kind of relaxation in the brain as you would in the oral route. Now, for estrogen, this is something that I would only recommend that you do a cream. And now, next week we'll be talking about the controversies of bioidentical hormones. We'll be talking about synthetics versus bioidenticals, but this week we're only going to talk about just simple treatments, and I'll go over the reasons for this. But in essence, the best treatment for estrogen replacement is going to be a cream. And this cream, when you're taking the cream form, you're going to experience one is you're going to see, for instance, the energy level is definitely improved. You're going to see your memory going to be improved. You're going to see your skin not being as dry. You're going to see your skin vitality, the elasticity going to improve. The cream form is also something that will help with possible prevention of bladder infections and also dryness. Now, some women who have a lot of vaginal dryness, for instance, that's something that a suppository or a cream in the vagina area will tremendously help. And so this is the other version of estrogen. Now, with estrogen replacement, you're also going to see improvement in weight too, because estrogen is something that also helps with the weight as well. You're going to actually see improvement with blood pressure, by the way. So this is another problem that people have when they're estrogen deficient as well. So sex drive is another area that you'll see improvement. So, you know, a lot of women do complain of lower sex drive. And, you know, this is actually a problem of estrogen, but also a problem of testosterone. And so when we look at both of these different hormones, we also are treating that as well. So in this case, we're treating estrogen. And so you'll see improvement in that as well. Other things for progesterone, when you're replacing progesterone, by the way, remember progesterone is the hormone that relaxes the brain. So you'll see improvement in sleep. You'll see improvement with mood. You'll see improvement with kind of anxiety, panic attacks. You'll also, the combination of progesterone and estrogen, you'll see improvement in metabolism and weight. So these are areas that are going to improve with that. Now, people have asked me, so how about oral estrogen? What about my Premarin? What about my oral medication? Can I take that instead of taking a cream? Because a cream, to me, sounds kind of messy. And the answer to that is that the oral formulations are not the ones you want to take, because it can cause an increased risk of thrombosis. And what that basically means is that there are an increased risk of blood clots that can form in the oral route. And the reason for this is because when you take something orally, that is estrogen, the pill or the medication goes through the stomach into the liver, and the liver actually metabolizes this and forms a metabolite. And that molecule actually goes around and causes these issues of inflammation, of thrombosis, which is blood clotting. It causes actually weight gain, and it causes high blood pressure too. So it is not the estrogen or medication that you want to take. So we're going to have to go to a commercial break. And after that, we'll kind of have our concluding remarks. So please stay tuned.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet? Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
The incidence of autism has increased at an alarming rate. Approximately 1 in 150 children are affected by autism, giving autism the undesired ranking as the most prevalent childhood developmental disorder in the U.S. 67 children will be diagnosed today. That is nearly one child every 20 minutes. Autism One, a conversation of hope, hosted by Terry Aranga, illuminates how right now there is more reason than ever for individuals with autism spectrum disorders and their families to have the best hope for the brightest future. Autism is treatable, and given appropriate therapies, children are recovering. With well-known researchers and doctors, members of Congress, and expert service providers from a wide range of disciplines, Terry offers interviews and insights highlighting the progress in areas related to autism spectrum disorders such as biomedical research and treatment, communication, education, and behavioral modalities, sociological and philosophical issues, and legislative advocacy and insurance concerns. Autism One, a conversation of hope, broadcasts each Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Autism One, a conversation of hope. Through education and conversation, there is hope.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Health and Beauty for Life with Dr. Tang and Alexandra. If you have any questions or comments, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to John Tang at rejuvemedical.com. That's J-O-H-N Tang at rejuvemedical.com. Now, back to this week's show. It's a beautiful
day. Thank you. We're back to our Health and Beauty for Life show. I'm Dr. Tang, alongside with Alexandra. We were talking about treatments for progesterone deficiency and estrogen deficiency, and I'm sure if you're listening that you might be wondering, you know, like, how can I go about getting my tests done? And, this is something that I would say a little bit of a challenge, actually, because, you know, you might hear of these symptoms, or you might say to yourself, yeah, it sounds like me. It sounds like, you know, I have perimenopause or menopause. I want to go get tested like Dr. Tang has suggested and have my hormones checked. But, you know, I'm afraid, unfortunately, you're going to run into some hurdles, and I'll explain to you why. So let's just say, you know, we're here in California, but let's say you're across the country or somewhere else. You're going to go to your doctor and you're going to say, you know, I feel like I'm having a hormonal change. Please check my hormones. And so, you know, like in the beginning, what I said is that they're going to check your thyroid, and they're going to check your liver and your kidneys, and you're going to come back all squared away and all being normal. Now, you know, it is not a common practice, actually, to check for hormone levels. Now, if you say you're in menopause, what they'll do is they'll check a blood test, and the blood test will be something called FSH-LH, and this is basically a blood test to see if you're in menopause. So what happens is these are the hormones that are actually made by the brain that communicates to your ovaries. And once your ovaries start to actually lose all of its eggs, your brain is trying to tell ovaries, okay, I'm not sensing these hormones anymore. I'm going to actually start telling you to make more. And your ovaries are not going to respond. So what it does is it's going to yell and shout and scream and say all these different things. And your ovaries obviously are not going to be answering. So you can check these hormones, and they're called FSH-LH. And so these will be elevated when you're in menopause. Now, it does take a number of years in menopause for these hormones to go up. So if you are in menopause and you see that, and you say, oh, yeah, the doctor will say, yeah, you're in menopause, and that'll be, unfortunately, the end of the story. But they will not be checking your estrogen and progesterone levels. They won't. Now, if you say, can you please check, you'll find that, like, why? Why do you need to check these hormones? It is you know, we don't usually treat these symptoms necessarily. And so it is going to be difficult to get some of these hormones checked. Now, in order, so this is true for, I think, primary care physicians, I think OB-GYN doctors, traditional doctors, I'm saying, they would probably kind of do the same. Now, they will instead give you a prescription, and most of the time it's going to be a prescription of a synthetic Premarin. It could be a bioidentical patch called Vivel or Etrace, and that would be something that they'll give, but they won't check the levels. And so you really need to check these levels to know where you're at, because there's no way of knowing how much progesterone estrogen that you need. So what you have to do is you have to find a doctor who specializes in hormone replacement therapy. You know, they have to be knowledgeable to check these. And I would say at this point, my experience is that it's been probably like maybe 1 to 5%, depending on where you live, of doctors who do this. You know, in Southern California, there's a lot more doctors available down there, but if you're maybe somewhere in a small town and so forth, there might be no doctors who do it. And you know, in our area, there's very few doctors who do it. So you have to look out for these doctors who do this bioidentical hormones. Now, these hormones that are needed, some references, for instance, I don't know if you heard of Suzanne Summers, and you know, she's really kind of brought this whole menopause issue, the bioidentical hormones issue, to life. And she's written many books on this. One book was Ageless. She's written several books after this, Sexy and 40, something like that. So she has written these books, and she's written some references in terms of which doctors are doing bioidentical hormones. So that's maybe one area that you can check, but you have to ask them, you know, do you do bioidentical hormone replacement therapy? Do you check for estrogens and progesterones? And do you check for other hormones like testosterone? And if the answer is no, then you're probably going to be talking to someone who won't understand your condition, and you'll be talking to a kind of a deaf ear, and so you won't be getting this. And so the help that you need is with these particular practitioners who are well versed in that. So that's probably who I would start to have this sought out and treated. Now, I was going to go over a case study, but I think in the time that we have, we're not going to have enough time to go through a case study. So what I'm going to probably do is probably talk about case studies next time. So for our next show, I mean, thank you so much for listening. I hope you do find at least some of what I said educational, and I hope to, in a way, bring my practice to you at home or at work. So for you who are not able to come to see us or to see someone like me, I hope to bring this life to you, to bring this information to you so that you can actually start doing something proactive and not letting things just kind of fall apart. So we are going to next time talk about bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Hopefully we'll have some time to talk about case studies on several patients of who I've treated thus so far. We'll be talking about the controversies of hormone replacement, because at this point we're just talking about the benefits of hormone replacement. But a lot of people hear this and they say, you know, it sounds really good, you know, I want to do it, but I'm really concerned because I hear that hormone replacement therapy causes breast cancer, causes other cancers, and causes so many other scary things. So I'm very reluctant to treat my hormones. And I'll be answering that question to you next week. So, you know, this is something that I want to spend a lot of time on, because ultimately your decision to move forward with hormone replacement is a decision based upon how comfortable and how safe you feel on hormone replacement. So we'll be talking about that. And I'll be talking about the main study called the Women's Health Initiative, and we'll talk about that study and how that has changed the practice of medicine in terms of traditional practice and offering hormones to patients. So we'll be talking about in detail. Now, if we have any more time, we'll be talking about andropause. And andropause is basically the topic for men. This is called male menopause. So this is something that if we have any time, we'll talk about male menopause. And so we'll hopefully get some calls and emails, and we'll have a live discussion if possible. Otherwise, we'll be talking about some cases that I'll share with you. And so this is some of the experiences that we've gone through in our clinic. So thank you so much for listening to our show. This is the Health and Beauty for Life. And just wanted to remind you that go out and live your life. Don't let life leave you. So please remember that, and we'll be seeing you next week at 4 o'clock.
Thanks again for joining us this week. Health and Beauty for Life is heard live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Live younger this week. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. So let it get away on the road. But you've got no destination in the mind. It amazes her imagination. Your love is done.